Harris is a year 11 student at King's Oak Academy in Kingswood and is gearing up for a prom tomorrow night. Hello, Harris.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, I'm very well, Harris. So first off, it's prom. It's tomorrow night. How are you feeling about it personally?
A mix of emotions, you know, nerves, excitement. It's all combined into one.
Yeah. And it can be sort of like, it's a big moment. It's quite a pressure moment as well for a lot of young people. How do you, are your friends all looking forward to it? Or are there some who are sort of a little bit apprehensive about the whole thing? And if so, why are they feeling nervous?
I feel like my friends generally, they're quite excited, but other people, they might be a bit wary and like how they look. Because definitely with girls, especially, it's that competition, like that toxic culture of competition and comparison. Like, do I look good? I want to be like her. I want to look like that. It's contributed to that. So some people might be wary and like might not feel comfortable going in that sense.
Yeah. And that can often have a negative effect as well, Harris, that whole sort of being able to compete with your colleagues and wearing the same type of dress. And so what happens in that situation? Do you sort of all, just all, I guess, being together in a group of friends can kind of get you through that and you can help people through who are maybe feeling a little bit less confident about it?
100%. That's where the community as a school and also your friends come together and they encourage you to feel positive and say, oh, you look really good. You look really good, to boost your ego and also like make you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, we've been talking about outfits and transport. What's your plan, Harris, for tomorrow night?
So for tomorrow night, I was very last minute. I was very stressed. So I only got my prom suit like a week and a half ago. And I've been going back and forth, like changing like my trousers. No, they don't fit. My shirt doesn't fit. It's just been a bit manic. But I was quite fortunate to have a family friend that did have like a nice Range Rover. So I'm going to go in that with one of my friends because car prices are just ridiculous. We were looking at some quotes for like some Rolls Royces, McLarens, and they were asking for over £1,000. And that was just ridiculous.
I'm less than 100.
Wow.
Where were you when I needed you?
That's Wes. He's still on there and he's less than 100. How much do people spend in total, do you think then, Harris, on these evenings, including the dress and you got to pay to book the hotel and all that sort of thing and the transport, Harris?
Definitely ranges. Some places, like if we talk about a dress or a suit, it ranges from £200 to £400. And then not one dress or suit is fitted to one person. So you've always got that people that need alterations and they could run up to £100, £150. And that's disregarding like accessories, shoes, bags, makeup, and then also transport. Then you've got the venue on top of that. So it just adds up and adds up and adds up. I can't tell you an exact figure because it depends on every single person.
Yeah. I mean, I know exactly what you mean, Harris. I dress up like you're going to be dressing up tomorrow night every day for the show. I really do. I get it all together and it costs an absolute fortune. What have you got in terms of clothes wear? What color coordination and what look are you going for then, Harris?
I've gone for quite a dinner suit style. So I've got a navy blazer with black satin lapels. I've got nice black trousers and I've got some shiny loafers.
Listen, whatever you go as, whatever you do, you are going to look fabulous, I'm sure. Make sure you try and send us get a photo, get a selfie and send it to us here at BBC Radio Bristol, all right?
100%.
And don't forget, Wes is always hiring out his Jurassic Party truck if you want to go down that route, okay?
Last minute. You think we can arrange something last minute?
Nice.
Of course we can.
There he is. He's still there. Right then, Harris, have an absolutely fantastic time. Whatever you do, enjoy it.